Well, the scripture talks about us casting our crowns before him, amen? He's the one that is worthy, and not us, but him, amen? No, God is so good. He not only blesses us and gives us the strength to serve him, but at the judgment seat, he's going to reward us for it. And so that's where we'll, I believe, maybe have the chance to cast our crowns before his feet. I want you to go to the book of Joshua tonight. We're going to take a text from there. Service is going to be a little bit different tonight. We a little ceremony we're going to go through. Brother Smith, you want to hand me that box? Is that's got the ballots in it? Okay. Did those extra bags come in from Chicago yet? Maybe from Georgia. All right, let's see here. Most of you remember you had two things to vote on. One was to accept our recommendation to let me be pastor emeritus and call Brother Parsons as the number one pastor. The other one was to basically run us both off, because I couldn't stay if you wouldn't accept him as the pastor. Well, let's take a look at it, Brother Parsons. I could let you help, but I don't think I will. Let me see. Loves me? Loves me not. Loves me? Loves me not. Loves me? Loves me not. I don't believe we're going to need a recount. I believe it's pretty solid. The deacons here have totaled it up. And we're running over 90% to receive to vote for the recommendation. So that's a majority, so that certainly cares. And I was wondering who the few were that voted against it, and then I got to thinking, my wife, his wife, maybe his family. How many kids you got, Brother Parson? All joking aside, I suspect they're thinking like this. How is Daddy going to add on any more to what he is doing? Can you imagine them thinking like that? I can. Because he and Sister Parsons have been very, very busy. Amen? Like I say, it's going to be a little different tonight. I want you to open your Bibles to the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 1. We're going to read about 8 or 9 verses. We're going to talk to you a little bit tonight on the transition of the ministry. Some of you asking what we're going to do. Well, one of the best things is I want to open my eyes one morning and say, I don't know what I'm going to do today. Wouldn't that be a thrill? After 50 years, it'd be rare, I'll tell you that. After Anniversary Sunday, I'll probably preach the message on the morning, next Sunday morning at the Anniversary Sunday, and that'll probably be my last official sermon as the number one pastor. The McBride family is going to be with us. They're always a blessing. Hope you've been praying for the Pitt family. Of course, that is Sister McBride's parents. You know that. And they're going to be with us, and they'll be a blessing as always, just what we do. And so I hope you're praying for the service. So what are we going to do? Very shortly after Anniversary Sunday, we're going to get in the car and take at least a couple of weeks vacation. Now, if you ask my wife, she'll tell you we've never taken a vacation. We've gone to preacher's meetings a few times, Bible conferences a few times. And I'm promising not to schedule any of that, at least. And so you pray for us. We'll be back before too long and do what we can to serve here in the church along with everybody else. I want you to look at Joshua chapter 1. Let's begin reading here. It says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, now remember the Lord's talking here. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, under the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall I divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage, and be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Of course, I would dedicate this passage to Brother Parsons tonight. There's a transition taking on here in the book. Moses is dead. Now, I know I'm not dead. I may be half dead, but I'm not dead. Amen? So I'm still around. But the transaction is taking place, going from the older Moses down to the younger Joshua. And so that's what's happening here to a great degree at Landmark. Now, God wouldn't even let him know where he buried Moses, remember? And the book of Jude tells us that the devil didn't like that. That there was an argument that took place over the body of Moses. We can assume that the people wanted to do something like they've done with leaders before, and that's just continue to worship Moses. And that wasn't the thing to do. That was not God's plan. And so he buried Moses and didn't tell anybody where. Now, Joshua was the younger man. He had a big job ahead of him to do. And the people were attached to Moses. And that was something that had to be overcome. Maybe that's why God buried Moses and didn't tell him where he buried him. I don't know. Tonight, I want to resist the temptation to reminisce. It'd be real easy to do that, wouldn't it? And we can have a good time over some of the victories we won, but we got to face something. There's much more ahead. Much more ahead to be done. Amen? Now let's talk about it just a little bit. God's work is bigger than one man. You remember the story of Elijah and Elisha? I preached a little bit the other night on it. God allowed Elijah to go and put his mantle on Elisha. He allowed him to pick the man that would follow him. You know, it was a big deal. Elijah was almost worshipped by the people, but his turn was up. His watch was over. So Elisha came on, and you know the story, how Elisha asked for a double portion of God's blessing on him that was on Elijah. And the truth is, if you really search the scriptures carefully, you'll find out God let him have that. And he really done about twice, had about twice the victories, the blessings that happened under Elijah. So God is able to do that. Amen. Now this minister here is not one man. It's a lot of men that have held up my hands. And a lot of men, a lot of women, my wife for one. There's one of my critics passed a word to me. I've told you this, I think, before. He was kind of cutting me down a little bit. And he said, all that's happened at Landmark is not because of you, it's because of your wife. I said, send him back a message. Amen, I agree with you. It certainly didn't shake me to hear that. The truth was, I could not have had this ministry without the partner God gave me, without the one that first caused me to hear the gospel and get saved. Amen. And the good thing about Brother Parsons, he's got a wife like that. They're quite a team for the Lord. They love the Lord. They prove their faithfulness together. And I'm very proud that I can say that. A lot of preachers can't make it in the ministry because they don't have that kind of wife. And that's a sad thing when you see it. But a lot of men also, I think about it tonight. I wonder, and I'm just playing a little bit here. I'm wondering how many ghosts are sitting around here. Wonder how many sitting back there in the usher's chair that used to help so much. Heaven now. Wonder how many is over here. I could throw names or I couldn't name them all to save my life. I suspect Herman Hill might be back there if God would allow him to be. Maybe Mike Pritchard. I could name a bunch. Maybe Pete Pitts from years ago. I don't know. But men that held up my arms and prayed God's blessing on me and were there that I could count on, always could count on them. And I could not name them all tonight. But God, as time went on, had the right man in the right place to support the ministry. And some are still here, of course, and praise God for them. But it's not a one-man show. It never has been a one-man show. Folks, I've heard gossip. I heard somebody say one time, what's going to happen to that church if that preacher has to leave or die? I said, well, it don't belong to me. It belongs to God. It's his. It's not mine. Amen? And it's not over yet, folks. Now, I'll say this. I'd say, now, I think the Parsons have been here probably about 5 years. But in the last 3 years, I have leaned very heavily on Brother Parsons. He has really stepped up and done the job, and I don't believe I could have made it this last 3 years had God not sent him to hold up my hands like he did. And I just praise the Lord that God did that. Now, the truth is that God's going to put him in charge. You need to read Hebrews chapter 13. It warns you about obeying them that have the rule over you because they watch for your souls. And now you need to be real sure that you transfer any loyalty, your prayers. I still want your prayers, but I want you to pray for this man as he steps up to take my place. To a degree, any man in this culture today that stands for God is a target. And there will be shots taken at him, so to speak. And maybe even literally, who knows. But I hope that you'll back him every kind of way. I've had other men. Brother Randy Smith, one of our deacons, sitting right down here in the front. Brother Smith, I appreciate you because he came somewhat out of retirement when I begged him to come back and help when I needed him. And thank God he did. It's very important that he did. And he said, well, maybe a year. And the year was up. I said, no, got to have another year. And we talked about it. And okay. Then it got down to where it was going to be my 50th year. And I said, you got to stay with me this 50th year. And he's still here, but he says he's going to retire real quick. And that's okay. He helped me make this last year. He helped me make this 50th year. And Brother Smith, I appreciate that very much, as well as all the other men, other deacons and others that have stood here with me. Now, this is God's work. It's bigger than any one man. I want to say the message today to our church is, it's all about Jesus. He's the one that deserves the honor and the glory. Amen? And we need to understand that. Now, Joshua had a lot to do. A lot to do. And Brother Parsons is going to have a lot to do. He knows, and I know, that maybe for the last little while, especially under this pandemic thing we've been under and all the rest of it, and I said that the way I feel about it. Anyhow, there's a lot to do. There's some cases around here where I put Band-Aids on something that needed surgery. And he'll have to face that. He'll have to pull the Band-Aid off and solve the problem. There'll be some stuff like that, especially when it comes to maintenance and other things. But I want you to pray for him. Joshua had to step out. Joshua couldn't take a vacation. The Lord's talking to him. He says, my man, my servant Moses is dead. Now you be of good courage and you step up and you come on across the border and lead the children into the promised land. So Joshua had great responsibility there to face. And he had a lot to do. Now, let me say, Brother Parsons will. Don't let up on your giving. He's going to have to spend some money to do some of it. Don't think overnight everything will be done. It won't. It takes time. It takes time, that sort of thing. But keep the support coming in. Keep working. Because it's all about the Lord. It's not about us. It's about Him. Amen. We need to hold the preacher coming in up in prayer, his wife, his family. You say, what do they need? Everything your family needs. Health, strength, all that. Stephen said the other night when he was preaching to us that the preacher's not Superman. He's not. He is God's man. And sometimes watching what God does with a man may make you think he's Superman, but it's not him. It's the Lord doing something with him, amen? And so hold up Brother Parsons and his wife and his family in prayer. You know what? In my ministry in these 50 years, I've had to do some battles. Joshua had to face across the border of Kadesh Barnea there where the giants were. I've had some giants to face. And Brother Parsons is going to have some giants. That tribe is still around. The hatred of the things of God is probably increased even over what it was in the earlier years that I was here. And so there's going to be some giants to fight, no doubt about it. There's going to be a hostile government now, a group in power that's more hostile than usual, and they're going to use government regulations every time they can. They're going to do this, that, and the other to stop the cause of Christ. And so the man that takes the lead in a ministry like this is going to be a target. He's going to be not only a target of men on earth that Satan uses, but he's going to have to fight the powers and the rulers of darkness in high places. That's why you need to keep praying for him. And there'll be more giants to fight, no doubt about it. And the devil will take advantage. He'll take advantage right now of this transition period if we give him an inch. You know that, don't you? Please don't let that happen. You know, we're just going through a transition here in America that's hurting us bad, going to hurt us bad. And but here in the church, we got a little bit different situation. We can call on God, commit it to Him, do right, and I believe have the protection and power of God upon it. You know, new preacher taking over, there'll be times of discouragement. No wonder the Lord said to Joshua here, be of good courage. The biggest weapon that the devil has is to discourage us. And we're discouraged, we won't do much for God. And there's times of discouragement in the country, but listen, God's church does not depend on even how America does. We have a separate calling. We march to a different drum beat. We have a different command to go and fulfill. So we can fuss at government, and I do all the time, but let's don't make a scapegoat out of them. We got a job to do. We can do as God's church. And we've promised to have power. Jesus said that He'd go with us always, even unto the end of the world. He said, all power is given me in heaven and in earth. So we are the ones that will determine whether we keep going right, where we turn wrong, or whether we just become dead zombies and say, what's the use? Let's don't do that, folks. Amen. Let's keep on looking to God to give the victory. Amen. Now, Joshua led right on over across the border. He led into the promised land. Did he have to fight? Yeah, he did. Did he have to face Jericho? Yeah, he did. But on the inside, he had a fellow by the name of Achan that caused him a pile of trouble, remember? Now I want to say to you, the biggest enemy we face would come from the inside, not the outside. We want to be careful in those areas. We got a lot more land to conquer, just like Joshua had. I know times have changed, but let me get you to think this way. They've changed for the worse, yes, but there's a lot of good things that's happened too. Take the word technology, I fuss about it. It can be used good or bad. The piano can be found in church or in the honky-tonk, right? Depends on how it's used. And I want to say to you, on the good side, technology now is helping us. The radio is reaching further than it ever has before. We're hearing from distant lands, from our missionaries and others, and it can be used for good. And truth is, you can communicate with people faster than ever before. I know the devil uses it, but maybe we ought to just kind of flood it with good news instead of the bad. That'd be a thing for us to do. And while times have changed, there's a lot of good left. For instance, look around here in our area. When I came to Haines City, took the church 50 years ago, they were bragging that they had 8,000 in city limits. Now, how many would be in the area that we can reach? I don't know for sure, but look how it's grown. Talked to a real estate person the other day. They said, as fast as they're building houses, they're being sold. People are moving in from California, and you can understand why, and from New York, and you can understand why, and from other places. Now, what does that mean? It means we got more souls to reach than ever before. We are going out soul winning. Souls are being saved. And even in this COVID thing, we still seen souls saved. So we're going to keep on doing that. We got a bigger population. Our radio will reach further. And let's take advantage of that. Truth of the matter is, I don't think Landmark is finished. I think we've just got a good foundation built that we can keep building on. And that's what I believe we can do. You think about it. When I come here, we didn't even have a bus. That was a tool I bought. Look what the bus ministry's done through the years. When I came here, I bought 15 minutes on a little AM radio station that wouldn't hardly reach the city limits. Look now, reach around the world with it to a great degree. Amazing, amazing. So we got all these things on the positive side. And I want us to think that way and look up about it. I'm letting the mantle go in a sense. Elijah threw the mantle down and Elisha picked it up and got his double portion that he asked for. And that's wonderful, no doubt about it. But my mantle is to ask God to put every blessing he ever put on me, on Brother Parsons as he takes the lead. To ask God to supply every man like he has to me through the years, every dollar, and especially health and strength. You know, sometimes, and some of the preachers were saying this to me at preachers' meeting, well, you don't look that old. That ain't none of their business how old I look, right? I know what they're saying. One lady here in the church was kind of whining a little bit. Oh, you look as good, you're strong as ever. I said, how old are you? She said, 80. I said, how do you feel? Well, I got this ache. I said, how come you can't allow me to have some aches at 85? Amen. I deserve them too, amen? And so let's get our thinking and keep our thinking right. And I know you do, most of you. But pray for Brother and Sister Parson as they come. Pray for our deacon board. And ask God's blessing on the wisdom they need to have. And all that we may face down the road. The good thing is, and God's in it. And the walls of Jericho can come down again, just like they did for Joshua. Amen? If we're in obeying the Lord, then we're in his will. So tonight, a lot we could say, but I want to to the best I can, pass the blessings on to Brother Parsons and ask God to bless he and the family and to bless the church, to bless our deacon board, to bless our Sunday school teachers, our ministries like the school, the college, the radio, you name it. And not even miss a beat, just keep right on going for the glory of God. Amen. The deacons are sitting here on the front row. I appreciate that. A little boy went to Dr. Hiles' church a few times. And he went home and was playing church in the backyard. And his mother noticed what he was doing. She asked him, what are you doing? He said, well, I'm doing like Dr. Hiles. He stands up there and he has all of his demons sitting in front of him. Well, he didn't quite get the word right. But thank God we don't have that. We have a deacon board and harmony and pulling the same way and wanting to see the job done for the glory of the Lord. Amen. And that's what we have, and I'm so thankful for that. We're going to have a dedication prayer here. I'm going to ask my wife, I'm going to ask Sister Parsons and Brother Parsons, if they would, to come on down here around the front. And we're going to have a prayer to kind of pass the mantle, so to speak, and ask God's blessing on the transition. Tape room, make this mic hot here for me, and we'll go down with it. We recognize that it's a time that's really serious because many churches at a time like this, it hurts them real bad. Oftentimes, fundamental churches go to the left. And we're so blessed to have a man that believes the book like I do. He'll be true to the King James Bible. His philosophy is the philosophy this whole ministry is built upon. Loving souls, seeing souls saved, raising a family, separated for the Lord, living for the Lord, pulling all in the same direction. So we just got a lot of blessings to count tonight. And we thank the Lord for it. I'm going to ask that... Brother Parsons, if you and Sherry would, just come up here and stand close to me and ask my wife to come up. She can stand over here too. I might ask the deacons, if they will, to just stand up. And I'm going to have a dedication prayer. Just want to ask God's blessing on Brother Parsons. Before I do, we're giving him a Bible here. It's a nice Bible. Very nice. But that's not the point. The point is this Bible is symbolic of the fact that we're passing the mantle, the torch, whatever you want to call it, over to Brother Parsons and asking God's blessing on him. And I think maybe it'd be good if we all stand and you pray in your heart as I pray out loud as we ask God's blessing on Brother Parsons. Brother Parsons, we give you this Bible to commemorate the occasion. We've written the scripture reference that I preached from tonight, Joshua 1:7-8. And I believe everybody out here will be praying for God's blessing on you and on Sister Parsons and the family. I don't know that it matters, but I want to do it this way. If you deacons would come on up a little closer, I'm going to touch Brother Parsons, and y'all just kind of gather around, touch me, touch each other if you want to. And we're just saying to the Lord that we're asking God's blessings on this man. Father, we thank you for what we know of Brother Parsons, Sister Parsons, their dedication, their love of the ministry, their discernment of what it's about, their care for your church. We thank you for the hard work they've done, but Lord, they're not doing it to somebody else. They're doing it because of you. So we ask your blessing now on them tonight. Father, I have had your grace through these 50 years, so obviously true. I ask for you to pass that same grace upon Brother and Sister Parsons. Father, I've had discernment that could have only come for you, from you in so many cases. I ask for that for Brother Parsons. I ask your blessing of the wisdom. I know you say, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of thee, and I've asked it so many times. And Father, I testify to how many times you gave me wisdom far above myself. I ask that for Brother Parsons. I ask a double portion of it for him. I pray, Father, that you'd use him over and above anything that's been done here. Father, if you used Elisha more than Elijah, then I ask that for Brother Parsons tonight. I pray, Father, that the people here would discern how important your church is. Your son died for it, loved it, and gave himself for it. I pray they'd see that this is a ministry that you've raised up. And Father, we believe it'll still be going strong till Jesus comes. And while we know that could be soon, we can only serve you day by day in expectation of his coming. Again, Father, we ask for supernatural blessing, double portions of blessings, Father. May you supply always the material needs, the money. May you supply the personnel and the prayer warriors and the soul winners that this ministry needs. I pray folks right out here listening and in your congregation right now would say, Lord, let me be that soul winner. Let me be that prayer warrior. Let me be the one to hold up the hands of your servant. Father, I ask your blessing on Landmark Baptist Church. I thank you, Father. Could never put in words, Lord, never praise you enough for what you've done. And Father, it wasn't that you loved me more than anybody else. It was that, Father, I done my best in the flesh, often fighting with it, to serve you. I know this man will also. So I ask for strength for him, double strength, dear God, and good health. And may you just bless him, Father, as he studies your word. Supply every need he has. Give him the inspiration, Lord, to keep on being your mouthpiece and speak up for you. Ask your blessing again. Thank you for these deacons, for other servants here in the church. And Father, I pray if Jesus don't come soon, we'll see even greater heights, greater victories won than ever before. And I ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless you, folks. We'll have a good anniversary Sunday, and we'll end in victory. I didn't want to cloud anniversary Sunday with the ceremony you've just seen and try to have two themes going at the same time. So I believe that God has blessed us to do it this way. Amen. And we appreciate your prayers. Pray for my wife and I as we take a little time for ourselves. I'm going to get to know her. I'm going to find out what her mother's name was and where she was born and stuff like that. I'm playing with you now, but by the grace of God, amen. And we do appreciate your blessings upon us. I appreciate the church accepting the plan that we recommended, because otherwise I would have to be making a much bigger change. And so I thank you for that. I'd like for you, if you would and you want to, I'm going to ask these folks to stand here and give you a chance congregation wise if you want to come by and shake hands with them, tell them you're going to support them. Would you do that? All right, God bless you. Let's just do that. Amen. That's good. Just come on down if you want to, and just the deacons have already done that, but you can do it too.